Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today, at David E. Johnson Jr. of Kingdom Promises Ministries. David, it's awesome to have you on the show.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much.
No problem. Definitely the pleasure is all ours. And what I wanted to do just before we got started is read a little bit more about David so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And David is a licensed minister and founder of Kingdom Promises Ministries, LLC. Through Kingdom Promises Ministries, David empowers youth and adults by hosting coming-of-age workshops that provide functional and values-based knowledge about lessons for coming-of-age. He holds a bachelor's degree and two master's degrees from the Howard University in Washington, D.C., where he graduated Phi Beta Kappa. He completed a life-changing clinical pastoral education program and is certified through the College of Pastoral Supervision and Psychotherapy with one unit of CPE. Now, David is a proud member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. David, are you ready to speak to the IMCEO community?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I just wanted to hear a little bit more about your background. We'll let you get started with your business and all the awesome things you're working on.
So Kingdom Promises Ministries was birthed in 2014, really, but it really didn't come to fruition until late 2018. And that just shows that, you know, it takes a little bit to put, you know, the vision together once you, you know, you get that download about it. And so it was inspired just knowing that growing up in the church, there seems to be a need to have more resources and more talks and more transparency about coming of age so that youth and young adults, you know, are prepared for adulthood. And so I really didn't think that it would be something that I would turn into, you know, a business or something that I would turn into my life's work, but it was something that stuck with me and I really believed in it and it's come to pass so far. So yeah, it took a while to get here and I still have benchmarks that I want to achieve, but I'm here right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's all you can, you know, definitely be appreciative of. And I appreciate you kind of touching on, you know, how it started out as a vision, how it started out in 2014, how it has evolved like that. Because I think so many times, you know, we see people's finish lines. Mm-hmm. We don't see the process that it takes for them to get there. And it's always a process for everybody.
For everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So could you take us through a little bit more about your business? Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing, how you're serving the community and all the awesome things you're doing.
Absolutely. So what I do, I facilitate the lessons for coming of age. I've created some lesson plans and I facilitate those to youth and young adults in a ministry setting or an after school setting. Most recently, I presented to a bunch of young people who are college age about self-esteem. And so I have lessons that cover the breadth of what a young person would need to know, you know, as they go out into adulthood or as they, you know, are entering that early adulthood stage. And so it's a passion that I have to really be able to share from my experiences, but then put together the lesson plans for them where we have fun activities that can really give them that that experiential learning that they need to really be able to remember what we talk about. And so basically I facilitate lesson plans and I can also, you know, consult as it relates to a person or a group of people that want to create some content for their young people. I can do that as well. But mainly facilitating lesson plans. So I go out and I teach.
Nice. Well, I definitely appreciate that. And I feel like in this day and age, sometimes we forget, you know, how many different, I don't know, stimuli or distractions or things that we have on the path that we're trying to go. So I appreciate you for, you know, doing those lessons planned, for going out, you know, speaking with the youth, especially because it definitely, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth. It definitely sounds like that time, that coming of age, as you kind of talked about, and is a pivotal time. And if you, well, not to say, of course, if you go one way, you can't go back the other way, but it seems like it's very, very important and it creates that foundation for who people will be.
Yeah, and just try to answer some questions that young people may or may not voice or vocalize. You know, just knowing that I still have a hand in the demographic, wanting to make sure that I can share my knowledge and my experiences, but then also just be there as a resource, a mentor, really, you know, if somebody has any questions, you know, because this is real life that I talk about, you know, with these lessons. And you know, you'll be surprised to know, you know, how many questions do come up, you know, with these lessons. And I just want to be a voice and a resource for the young people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've learned, you know, I've worked with kids in the past and children in the past, but I've learned a lot of times just, you know, that's not the only thing, but obviously you being there and you know, being there alive, you showing an interest in a lot of different ways, even though they may not always show it, mm-hmm. a lot of times you are making an impact. And that's what we kind of have to remember, is to make sure that we are present, we are there, because right. a lot of times those questions might come up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to ask you for what I call now your secret sauce, and it could be for your business or for yourself, okay. but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
Well, I do continued education for myself. Mm-hmm. And so the content that I talk about is sensitive. You know, I said I talk about self-esteem, but, you know, I also talk about STIs and barrier methods. And, you know, I do get involved with those type of subjects and those type of conversations. And so it's important that I have continued education for myself, so that, you know, it's not just based off of solely what I think somebody needs to hear. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've gone to the University of Michigan, and I've completed a certificate program with their sexuality educator track. And so it's important for me to do continued education. And I think that's a little bit of my secret sauce. And I make sure that I get the professional development that I need, and I continue that, you know, as I develop these lessons, so that it can be relevant, and so that it can be, you know, it can be really useful in this day and age.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know the idea is kind of iron sharpens iron. And mm-hmm. a lot of times you have to make sure your iron is sharp as well if you're trying to sharpen somebody else's iron.
Right. So, exactly.
You have to do that self-development, that understanding, you know, doing the knowledge, because, you know, as, you know, of course, technology and things are changing, but I think we as people change, we're learning a lot more about who we are, things that we can and cannot do. Right. And having, you know, that dial in on always learning more can't help but make you, you know, better to be able to serve others.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Well, I guess for me, and it kind of goes to the thought that you don't want to be the smartest person in the room. Mm-hmm. I make sure that I surround myself, you know, with people that have very life experiences from me. You know, I make sure that I try to talk to as many young people as I can, knowing that that's who I want to serve, just to make sure that I'm really speaking and I'm really able to build rapport with them. But then, you know, I also make sure that, you know, I have mentors in my life too, that can help me as I go forward, just with the business aspect. But then, as I mentioned before, you know, the professional development. And so just making sure that I have that, you know, that connection, you know, vertically, horizontally, with those behind me and those that have come before me, making sure that it's a 360, you know, relationship with me, so that I don't, you know, go in there with my blind spots, you know, but I make sure that I've talked to the people that I want to serve, but then I make sure that they're mentors that can help guide me as I want to move forward with what I do.
Yeah, and it's huge. I mean, success is definitely a team sport. And I think that if we don't look at it from all those different aspects, as you said, you know, vertically, horizontally, 360 degrees everywhere, where you're making sure that, you know, where you want to be are people you can pull from, whether it be from a business aspect, from a personal aspect. We can have mentors in so many different ways, but right. also making sure to also help out, you know, the youth and people that you're actually talking to, that you created everything for as well, too, because sometimes we can kind of forget why and who we are serving and things that right. we're doing.
Right. I want to make sure I always have that connection and remember the why and who I'm serving. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it makes so much sense. I think so many times that we forget that aspect, especially from, and I'm going to like a market research standpoint, but I think from a very practical level, just going out and talking with the people that you're serving to figure out, are you building those connections? It's something we sometimes forget when we're doing our accounting or whatever and all those things, that we can kind of get lost in all those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Don't be afraid to get started, and don't be afraid to make mistakes, because the mistakes will happen and the mistakes will come. You know, but if you don't ever get started, then you're just delaying, you know, the time that you will discover, you know, what you need to fix or the things that work, you know, because there are going to be some things that work as well, you know, but don't be afraid to get started, because somebody is really depending on you and what you have to offer.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely speaks to like us having our unique gifts and bringing those forward. And I think that sometimes I say we're kind of being selfish if we're not doing that, even though we have a fear, you know, we have maybe the frustration or reason why not to do it. When we're not kind of having that mentality, a lot of times we are robbing the world from the gifts that we have.
Right. Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah. And then I think too, that as you kind of touched on, like the idea of success, like a lot of times we think it's a straight linear path, but it's definitely like that, you know, Instagram post where it's a squiggly line and it goes up and down and all around. And I think that if we don't get started, we never get started in that process, and understanding that success is not something we go to directly. It's something that happens. Right. We learn to on a path.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So David, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Well, being a CEO to me means that I can give back, you know, I can really impact people's lives, and I can give opportunities to others as well. I believe that, you know, the CEO has vision, and so that's definitely something that I come with. And I believe, you know, to me, being a CEO means that, you know, I can be a philanthropist or a budding philanthropist, you know, giving back, you know, making a difference. And then also, you know, just being that role model, really, you know, being a CEO is being a role model for somebody that wants to do what I'm doing. And just being a resource for that young person or maybe even that older person, you know, that wants to contribute in the same way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm glad you showed both sides of it, because I think so many times we don't realize who we're influencing, who we're impacting by the work that we're doing. But as we kind of talked about before, if you are, you know, giving your gifts to the world and doing it in the way that you should be, I think that, you know, a lot of times we have that domino impact that we don't even realize, and we are serving so many more people than sometimes we can even see.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, David, thank you so very, very much for your time and all the awesome things you're doing. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you're working on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Yeah, for the interview. I really appreciate this, you know, that I'm able to tell more about Kingdom Promises Ministries. And I definitely want everyone to view my website, KingdomPromisesMinistries.com or KingdomPromisesLLC.com, and also my social media at David E. Johnson Jr. on all platforms. I would love to connect with you.
Awesome. And you serve the Washington, D.C. area, correct?
I serve all areas.
All areas. Okay, yes. Perfect. So anybody that's looking, you know, for help and any support, you can definitely reach out to David. So we will have the link and information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you, but definitely appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.